Previously on Markheim.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam. What are you doing down here?
Nothing.
You gonna kid a kidder?
Fine. I flipped a wobbler, okay?
That's cloud business, last time I checked.
And I'm done with it. I'm no trouble to you or any smoke.
You're walking neutral, then.
That's right.
Can you watch Black Francis for me again? For a few days? Maybe a week?
Why?
I'm going home.
You can't go back home.
Why?
You know why.
This town's getting heavy. A Juggalo kid I know just got burned 2 nights ago on those spooky steps that come out at Union and Terry.
What do you mean he got burned?
I mean somebody lit him on fire.
Dead?
Yeah, dead. And I use those steps all the time.
And now, episode 3 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
I went to juvie looking for the wobbler I flipped the night I got dropped back into the show, but he wasn't there. Not anymore. Guard found him hanging from his bunk rail, feet inches from the ground. Suicide feels doubtful, but Smiley says it happens. Any case, if the flip fit a clockwork, he don't fit it anymore. So what then? The shop owner he was gonna kill and didn't? The twist. That's what angels call a human victim in cloud jabber, the twist. Dunno why. Maybe because they twist in the wind, creak in the attic.
Marky!
Marky,
Marky,
Marky!
Marky,
Marky!
Marky, Marky! Hey, Mark.
It's Markheim, actually.
We don't give a shit, actually. How about I call you Fuckface? How about I have Shitstock take one of his famous dumps in that fountain over there, liven up the place?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I begged a burrito outside Bimbo's tonight.
Be my guest. I got a lousy sense of smell.
Yeah? So you don't smell nothing when you burn street kids? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone's been burning street kids, Marky, on stairways. 3 so far, unless you count in Liv 2, since she's gone missing and... Oh, look, you got her dog. And... Oh, look, you hang out on the harbor steps.
Liv went back to her family in Oregon.
Yeah? To her stepdad couldn't keep his hands off her? You expect us to buy that?
I don't expect you're in a position to buy much.
How about we fuck you up?
Give it a whirl. But I'm not a burner. I know burners. Don't think much of them, frankly. I'm a talker.
You ain't gonna talk your way out of this.
Oh, I think I might. Listen and learn.
Where'd he go?
What are you talking about?
Where did Mark go?
He's right in front of your face.
All I see is Liv's dog.
They can't see me, Stank. Only you. And now watch.
Whoa, he disappeared.
Nope, I'm here.
Shit!
I come and go as I please. Got it?
What kind of bullshit is this?
Powerful bullshit.
Stank, who you talking to?
I'm talking to the creepy dude, Mark. He's right here. He's just some sort of bullshit magician is all. What's your deal?
I'm an angel, meat. If I wanted to burn you, you'd be burnt. Got it?
An angel?
Whoa, there he is.
This is fucked up, Stank.
Just a bullshit magician. He was right in front of your fucking face the whole time.
Let's go, Stank. Dude creeps me out.
This ain't over, Marky.
Never is, meat. Things can always get uglier. Believe it. That was too close. Forgot how sneaky the meat can be. Need to keep my guard up. This is Sam's town. They all are. And smoke's a whole nother game.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me? Name's Mara, smoke choker. Maybe we never met. You'll remember me next time, right? Okay, I'm gonna let you breathe in a second. And you're gonna remember who you're dealing with, right? Ain't no meat punk. I'm a demon got the drop on you. And things can always get uglier, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to remind you of that, do I?
No.
Good. Sam says hi.
Obviously.
He's got a job for you.
I'm sitting neutral.
We talked personally.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small job, short and sweet. Somebody's burning teenage kids.
I heard. What's that got to do with me?
Sam thinks it's cloud work.
Doubtful. But so what? I'm sitting neutral.
Sam smells a Markheim. What other angel could work so wet?
I ain't the only Markheim.
But you're the local Markheim. Sam figures that makes it your problem. Run it down and make it stop, or your neutrality's in question. Sam's words, not mine.
So, to keep neutral, I gotta pick a side. That it?
I'm just the messenger. Don't forget who runs this town. He's asking you to be a polite guest.
Burnings on stairways. Sam smells a Markheim. His instincts ain't often wrong. Angels are drawn to stairways in the show, especially Markheim's. Stairways, steps, and ladders. Hey, Smiley.
Yeah, Markheim?
You got a lot of stairways in this city? Like here, the harbor steps?
You kidding?
How many?
Outdoors, you mean?
Sure, let's start there.
Hundreds? Maybe thousands?
Hundreds. And I'll have to walk them all. Well, me and Black Francis. Ready, boy? We'll start with the ones where the burnings happened. First up, Union and Terry. This is where it happened. What is it? You smell something. The choker says Sam smelled the Markheim too. We checked the other stairs where the burnings happened. The market steps that run past the zigzag bar. And then the stairs of the Helix Bridge over the train tracks near the grain elevator. Each time, same reaction from Liv's dog. Okay, fella. This is good. You can help me. So we walked stairs. Stairs up hills, across highways, through tunnels of sopping green. Wooden steps ricketing up bluffs from beaches on the Sound. Concrete steps winding down alleys reeking of meat piss. But no whiff of a Markheim, except me.
Excuse me, young man. Have you seen a 358 go by?
You just missed it.
Oh, no.
Spare some change?
What? Oh, I don't have any spare change, but... But, you know, I'd happily give you $5 if you'd help me carry my groceries up the hill.
What hill?
Why, that hill. Queen Anne. I live just near the top of Gaylor. I took the 17 instead of the 13. I've already climbed up from down by Lake Union thinking I could catch a 358 back downtown and try all over again. But if you could... Just help me up the steps, then I wouldn't need to.
Sorry.
Oh, please. You said you needed money. I'll give you $5.
Ain't worth it to climb that hill.
How about 10?
How about 20?
I could take a cab for
that. Then do it. Good luck catching one on Aurora in the rain.
Fine. I'll give you 20. But you have to carry two of these.
Whatever. Christ, these are heavy.
Oh, come now. Strong young man like you.
Jesus. These steps are steep. I should charge you extra. I'm supposed to stay away from steps.
Oh, medical condition?
Someone's been lighting homeless kids on fire on stairways.
That's horrible.
So you should be paying me extra.
I'm paying you $20.
So pay it.
But we're not at the top of the steps.
Give me the money, lady.
But
give me the money. Matter of fact, give me all your money and take your stupid bags.
But
bitch, now.
All right, please. Don't hurt me. Here's 20.
I said all your money.
Fine. Just don't hurt me. Here, take it.
Hey, you.
What the hell?
Here, take the money.
Who's that?
Take the money in your hand.
Fine.
There.
What are you doing? Let go!
Why? Don't you like it?
It burns! Let go of me! You're burning my hand! What the fuck?
Hey!
Let go of me! You get out of here!
My hand!
Markheim!
What? Markheim? Call off your dog! I'm on cloud business. Be gone, you cur!
Get out of here, kid.
She burned my hand!
And you got off fucking lucky. Go!
It's burning!
Cloud business?
What else?
Sam's looking for you. He wants you gone.
I suppose he would.
I want you gone.
Really? Markheim to Markheim? You saying the town's not big enough for two of us?
That's the gist. I'm walking neutral. You're killing kids.
A job's a job.
Who ordered it?
Upstairs.
Why?
You know that ain't our question to ask. Fits in a clockwork somehow.
Whose?
That ain't our question either.
You're not curious?
Not remotely. I'm a murderer, Markheim. Subset burner. That's what I do. That's all I do.
I'm a talker.
I don't like talkers. Gives me the creeps.
I don't like murderers.
So, here we are. You gonna try and talk me out of the show?
I got a better idea. Kill me.
What?
Murder me. Burn me.
That's bananas.
Maybe. Who knows? Who's ever tried? We know Chubbs and Seps can off the fallen. And we know the fallen can do even worse to angels, but Markheim on Markheim? Who knows?
Who wants to know?
I do. Give it a whirl. If it works, well, it's a whole new ball game, ain't it? Angels that can off angels that ain't fallen, that are walking neutral, that's uncharted. Changes the game.
And starts a war. I got no interest in that. Certainly not one between Mike and Sam.
There'd be no cause for war. I'm walking neutral.
I see your game, Markheim.
You do?
Look at your bright eyes. You're trying to get me to back down and check out of the show.
Not even close. I want you to kill me, to at least try.
Your bright eyes are glowing. I could go for that. Different circumstances.
I don't glow!
Sure you don't. All right, I'll check out. Ain't nothing new in the show since I was last here, anyhow.
Try.
Forget it. You win.
Where are you gonna go?
You're a comedian. Where else? They're holding my ticket up to the fix, and I won't be welcome leaving that meat unburnt like I did.
He seemed burned to me.
Part way. Job's unfinished.
They'll understand.
You're a comedian.
So, the crisp?
Think Sam will be happy to see me down there?
Hard to say what makes Sam happy.
Yeah. So long, Markheim.
So long, Markheim.
Don't get comfortable.
I rarely do.
I doubt I'm the last of us you'll see. So, watch your back, Markheim.
In the next episode of Markheim.
That's my dog.
Fuck you, Mark. It's Liv's dog. Unless you're telling me Liv's dead, then I gotta wonder who killed her.
My hand still burns, Marky. Who was that laid on the gala steps?
She's gone. You don't need to worry about her anymore.
It still burns!
Rub some blood on it. Hey! Hey! You! What are you doing down here?
Who are you yelling at?
That chub over there.
Chub?
Cherub. Angel. Administrative.
Well, your angel friend's making a break for it.
What are you doing down here? Chubs are strictly for the fix.
I need to give you this. It's your ticket to the show. Remember you told me to keep it when the mission was done?
I remember. I told you to keep it forever.
I can't. It's hot. Upstairs is wondering why you haven't come back up. And if they find this on me, it's trouble.
Yeah, but for you, not for me.
I tried to do what you told me. I rubbed some blood on it. It helped with the pain. The burning always comes back.
Of course it does. I told you, it's holy fire. It's eternal.
So what am I supposed to do about it?
Seems pretty obvious to me, Meat. This is the show, the world. It's pretty much drowning in blood. You shouldn't have trouble finding some.
That's next time on Markheim.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This episode, To Hell with Love, was recorded on January 23, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. For information about the Sandbox Artist Collective and to access our podcast archive, visit our website, www.thesandboxac.org.